Thank you for being with us this evening. My name is Pat Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner, David. And we're going to talk this meditation about creating the life that you dream of. So what really stands in your way of manifesting your desires, whether it be a relationship, money, wealth, health, prosperity, and any avenue of life? What keeps you from manifesting that?
And invariably, we think it's a particular thing that is keeping us from being happy or having the relationship we want. But invariably, it's an energy. So most of humanity kind of has the process backwards. They say that, let's take an example, a new house. I live in a small house. There's lots of clutter. The energy's tight, and it, because of the clutter, it's more irritable. So the thinking goes like this: geez, when I have a bigger house, then I can move freely in the house and there won't be so much clutter, and therefore I can be less irritable, and then I'll finally be happy. So what that's saying is I need to have something first in order to get the result that I want. But what we're here to tell you is that's the right formula. It's just backwards. From what Pat said, to create the life that you desire, begin with the state of being. From the state of being, then do and take action from that state of being, and then you will have the life that you desire. So what does that mean? If you want to be happy, start right now by deciding that you are happy. And the way you do that is to connect to the energy within. And from the place of happiness or the place of love, then begin to do the things you have to do in your life. And then the universe, through the law of attraction, will give you that. And it will start showing up in a way that you define it to be for what your desires are. But it starts by being the energy of love or happiness or vitality. Start then acting with that and then having. And it's a pretty cool formula. It works all the time. We just need to apply it consistently and thoroughly. And you can have the life that you desire. So for example, a lot of us, you can read anywhere about the unhappiness in the workforce. Many of us go to jobs we don't care to go to, but we go to them because we know it supports our family, it provides us flexibility, freedom, and an education for our children, we can clothe them, whatever it is the job provides us. But we go with an attitude or an energy of resentment or irritability. What would happen if you went and put love into everything that you did? You're still doing the same thing. You're just choosing to be a different energy. And what we have found, like in our own healing center, when all of us together choose to be something different, choose to be love, bring love to the healing center, magic happens. The healings are more frequent, they're deeper, they're more profound. And every business has paperwork. So these are a bunch of healers. We don't really care to do the paperwork. We'd rather be working with people and helping them obtain their potential. But when we take that love energy and even put it into the paperwork, there's more joy in the heart. There's more enthusiasm. There's more happiness and fun every day.
This is true.
And isn't that something that we all want?
So how would it be if you let go of your belief that you're not worthy of all that you desire, or that you don't have the ability to get all that you desire, and just be in trust and feel the feeling of having that which you want and vibrate that out to the universe and just watch the magic come back to you? How would that be? And what would you have to let go of in order to make that happen?
And to Pat's point, there's always some roadblock. She started the conversation as, what is it that's holding you back? What are those roadblocks? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to meditate. We're going to go in. We're going to see about breaking up some of those roadblocks energetically, letting go of them, letting go of that story, and then being the energy that we wish to be, and then taking that into your intentions of what it is that you want to create. How's that sound? Everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Good, so am I. So let's begin, as we always do, by getting into a comfortable space.
Preferably seated with your feet on the floor, your spine straight, and your body just relaxed. Your arms lying in your lap, either palms up or down, whatever's more comfortable for you, but just no tension in the face, neck, or shoulders. No tension anywhere in the body. If you choose to lie down, that's not as ideal, but it's fine. Just get comfortable. Have a blanket in case you're a little chilly. And let's just take a deep breath to settle ourselves and get present. So a nice deep breath in, bringing in new opportunity and space to create. And a slow, long exhale, letting go of everything we're holding that's keeping us from presence. Another deep breath in. And a long, slow exhale. Relax, be in trust. Feel the body calm. Feel the mind start to still. As you become more peaceful, more present. And now Dave will lead us in the invocation.
To the Divine Supreme God, our Divine Father, Divine Mother, creators of all that is, that moves through all things, we thank you for your divine blessings of divine love, divine light, and divine will. Thank you for the empowering energy that changes lives and creates miracles. To all the great beings who are here, the angels, archangels, ascended masters of light, holy saints, our spiritual teachers, our spiritual guides, and the council of elders who have been with us through countless lifetimes, supporting us unconditionally, we thank you for never giving up on us, for always being there, always nudging us to create the most perfect life that we are possibly able to create in the evolution of our soul, to come back to the true knowing of who we are. Thank you so much. And to our high soul, who wants nothing more for us than the highest and grandest and greatest vision of connecting to the love that we are. So it is, we thank all of you. And if there's a particular being, an ancestor, call them in now to support you in this letting go process and creating the life that you wished, life that you desire. Thank you, everyone. And so it is. Amen.
Beginning now to connect your breath. No pause between the in and the exhale. Breathing in a circle. No pause between the inhale and the exhale. Before the inhale's finished, the exhale's begun. Before the exhale's finished, the inhale's begun.
Let the pace of your breathing be rapid, as we illustrated. This will move more energy, create a more powerful session. Just be with the breath. Focus on the breath. If your mind wanders away from the breath, no problem. Just put it back on the breath. What does it feel like to bring air in and let air out? to bring life force in and to let it go. Creating and uncreating. Let it be. It is safe to breathe easily and freely. I am a divine being, and it is safe for me to let go. To tap into the vision of who I really am. I am a divine being, spirit manifest on earth. It is safe to let go of all roadblocks. Of all limiting thoughts. Of all thoughts of lack. And unworthiness. Poverty. And dis-ease. Continuing to breathe in through the mouth, out through the mouth. Feeling life through, live through me, move through me, choose me. I am life. It is safe to feel.
I am a powerful creator. I create from love and I see the endless possibilities for my life. I let go of all obstacles to my magnificent creation.
Gently, but powerfully, envision all the obstacles and roadblocks to life you want leaving through the out-breath. This is not an act of force, but an act of surrender. As you breathe, every breath you let go of more and more obstacles.
And trust that the universe will transform that energy for you. It will. I let go of everything that holds me back and keeps me from being all that I am.
Seeing yourself on a beach. The sun is warm. The sun is everywhere. Although you may not think it's possible, but it is. The sun radiates to the back of you, the front of you. It touches every part of your body, its rays penetrating deeply. These are the rays of the all-conscious sun penetrating into your aura, further disintegrating all obstacles and roadblocks. So as you're breathing, feel the warmth of the sun. Feel the sun penetrating and letting go deeply, the breath moving through the body, touching every cell. Trillions upon trillions of cells are affected. Cleaning, cleansing, letting go of limitation. There is no place lack and separation and limitation can hide. Rays of the sun penetrate deep to the core of your being. The breath moves through all the shadowy caves, illuminating the darkness within. I let go, and I am free. You may even see a mist arising from the body, a grayish mist. These are simply limiting energies and thoughts that are leaving the body as they're leaving the breath. Relax the breath. Do not force the process. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. You're on the beach, standing there, absorbing all the rays of the all-conscious sun from the solar logos. We thank you for your cleansing powers and your blessings of love and light and will, divinely inspired. You feel movement tingling on the crown of your head. You may want to tap the crown of your head 3 times. Entry point of the spiritual energy from the spiritual cord opens the crown chakra even more, allowing more divine energy from all the great beings we called here and assembled today. This energy pours through the body. cleansing further, even deeper. I let go just a little bit more. I let go. I simply choose to let go of every old story and thought. I am safe, for I am a divine being of magnificence.
So spiritual energy is pouring down through the crown. Tap your heart 3 times. Awaken the heart center. It is a center of pure intelligence. Some say it's the divine brain. It is not all mushy and reactionary. It is actually extremely intelligent. And our creative forces flow from our loving heart. Tap into that creative energy. Coming down through the crown, engaging in the heart, and from that space of love, envision that which you want for your life.
Feel the love energy all the great beings have for you, the unconditional love they have.
And feel the universe aligning to support you in the manifestation of this dream. Feel it now.
As you're coming to the place of love and the heart center opening, go a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper, even more. Tap into that sense of stillness that resides deeply within, a sense of calm and peace. But is also born of incredible power. Power to create worlds. Tapping in to the silence and stillness and love. Be still and know. I am that I am. I allow love to flow through me. And as it flows through me, I give love to all that I do. Everything I do is done through love. I plant the seeds of love in all that I do. I am love. I act with love. And therefore I have love and all the blessings of love everywhere in my life, my relationships, my work, my play, my world experience is seen and experienced through love's eyes. Plant the seed now of how you would like love to show up in your life, in whatever way you envision. See it through the life that you want to create, but see it through the eyes of love. Envision that now. Breathe that vision awake without any attachment to the outcome, just knowing that with the power of love, it is sure to manifest as the sun will rise tomorrow.
Beginning to return to a normal breath. Slowly moving your fingers and toes. And gently, ever so gently, bringing your consciousness back to this time and place. To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to all our holy teachers, the ascended masters, masters of light, angelic forces of light, archangels, angels, saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, and guides into my higher soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the gifts, for divine help, for divine guidance, for divine protection. Thank you for all of your priceless blessings. We are so grateful, so deeply grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you for tapping into the energy of that which we all are, that which the universe is, at the deepest and most absolute level. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's nice to do a meditation like this, but for you to really create the results that you want in your life, it is essential that you make this a part of your day.
Every day.
Every day. And here's the difference, and here's why, you know, it's the same energy of why diets fail. Because we make it a task. And if you make it a part of your state of being, it's never a task. It's just who you are. And when you start to show up like that, because you're defining to the universe, this is who I am, then you have the power of the universe to align with you and create the life you desire. This is the seed of that. Being love, doing love, and having love, and the love will show up in everything that you do. Therefore, every one of your experiences will be based in joy and love and whatever that is. And you'll have a car, or a new car, or a new house, or a new job, or new clothes, or whatever it is you want in your life, as you define it from the things in life and the experiences in life. Try it. Try it. We have. It makes a difference. Many others have. They know it too. And so will you. And this is our blessing for you, that whatever you do, that you are being the state of love and doing love.
And watch your world change.
And watch your world change.
We would love it if you would sign up as a member of the Full Moon Meditation on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. We'd also love it if you check out some more about Ascension Breathing by going to our website at ascensionbreathing.com or our healing center, bodyworkshealingcenter.com. You can also, if you're interested in more, send me an email at inspired@ascensionbreathing.com or call us at 734-416-5200. We'd also appreciate it if you'd visit us on Facebook, give us a shout, like us at Bodyworks Healing Center or the Global Breath Institute, which is our predecessor organization for the Ascension Breathing body of work and teachings.
So we bid you goodbye until next month, and we wish you tremendous amounts of success and love in your life, prosperity and abundance of all that is good. And until then, we'll see you next month. Namaste.
Namaste.